This is 16.9 The Podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16.9 has been online now for more than a decade, writing about the digital signage industry and filtering all the BS. Now 16.9 is also a podcast, a chance to talk to smart people doing interesting things in this business. You can listen to episodes online, get it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app to grab the RSS feed. 16.9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. There's been a lot of talk about how HTML5 is the future of digital signage content, and Paul Vincent knows more about that than just about anyone out there. He's the founder and CEO of Flexitive, an online tool for building advertising and content using everything HTML5 brings to the table. I first bumped into Paul 3 years ago at a tech trade show in Toronto. Since then, the product has evolved and matured, but it sums up like this. For something like $70 a month, content designers can use Flexitive to generate dozens of fully responsive ads and presentations with motion, transitions, and even video. You can produce a spot once, and the system will auto-generate different versions in different shapes and resolutions. The system is mainly used for online advertising, but there's no reason why it can't be used for digital signage, and some companies in this business already do. Flexitive is based in Toronto, but you'll hear more than a trace of Kiwi in Paul. He's originally from New Zealand. All right, so Paul, great to talk to you again. Can you tell me what Flexitive is all about? I know, but I don't suspect that many of listeners to this podcast will know what it's all about.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. So we started building Flexitive 4 years ago now, and the main impetus was quite a lot of different technologies that were changing at the same time. So one of the major things that we saw, this is around about 2011, was that Flash as a technology was on a bit of a downward spiral. The main reason for that was due to the lack of support in the iOS devices. So Steve Jobs had made a big announcement that they had no plans to support Flash in future. So, you know, it wasn't something that we knew would happen overnight, but we did know that HTML5 as a technology was the main contender for not only replacing Flash as a technology, but also being able to unlock a lot of new capabilities that hadn't been possible before. So that was the sort of the main spark. You know, my background had been in the digital media industry. So I'd worked for companies like Microsoft and some publishers in monetizing digital media. And Flash was one of the main technologies that was used in the digital media space. And I was trying to figure out how we could help improve the quality of the user experience for media owners, but also improve the user experience for, you know, the entire advertising industry. So that was, those were the main sort of buckets that we were trying to solve problems for. And so the other thing from a device perspective we saw was that whereas, you know, the 2000s were about desktop devices, there had been just this major proliferation in device types. So it started with the smartphone, then had moved on to tablet, and then it was moving towards just a wide variety of all things in between, including digital signage had started to really take off. So there was this new opportunity that was not really part of the landscape in the 2000s. So those devices, you know, not only had lots of different screen sizes, but they also had lots of different screen resolutions. And we knew that it was really difficult for designers to build a creative or some kind of communication that would be, you know, efficient and cost effective in distributing across all of those devices and resolutions.
So the old way of doing things was if you were developing a campaign, you would have to develop potentially dozens of different variations on the same spot in order to fit all the different device size screens and resolutions and so on.
That's right. And if we're just speaking about the digital advertising industry, what happened around about sort of 2009, 10, was that programmatic buying, so moving away from direct buying of media with publisher sales teams and moving towards buying through media platforms or demand side platforms, DSPs, to buy media, there was sort of a movement towards consolidation around some of the sizes just because of the complexity of and cost in building lots of different sizes. So it sort of consolidated around maybe five to six sizes. So things like most people are familiar with what they see on the web. So there's the big box, 300 by 250. There's a banner that goes across the top of some websites, that kind of thing. But what's happened since is that screen resolutions have just continued to increase, and those ads have become smaller on the screen. Sometimes they're pixelated on mobile devices like smartphones, because the screen resolution of those smartphones is just getting so high, but they're trying to be upscaled, so they're really pixelated. Sometimes you can't even read the text of the message, so that value's dropped. And also publishers are struggling to monetize their networks because of this. So the value to advertisers is reduced, and they're struggling to monetize their networks. And some of them are actually, there's a lot of restructuring going on, and some of them are struggling to maintain their business models. So where, we think that this solution around, being able to build, lots of different sizes and higher quality, higher resolution sizes is the way for publishers to have a long-term solution, long-term business model.
Right. So big problem. You guys come up with Flexitive as the answer.
Yeah. So we've been working with publishers the whole time, and brands and advertising agencies to really find this long-term solution. And Flexitive as a product is actually filling a niche right now in the design tool space that isn't filled. So we aren't directly competing with some of the other design tools in the market. We actually complement them. So the idea behind Flexitive is that it's a scaling tool. So you would import images, video, any component you might build. So you might build an advanced a custom component, and you can import it into Flexitive, and then Flexitive allows you to build that one creative concept and adapt it to unlimited sizes.
Right. So in a world, in the context of digital signage, you may produce stuff in the Adobe suite or whatever way you want to do it. You bring it into Flexitive, and you can produce a responsive HTML5 ad that's going to look good on a portrait mode screen, a digital signage display, a landscape mode, on something that's tablet size, something that's an oddball size, and you only have to produce it once. That's essentially the pitch, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So digital signage is one of the outputs. You could actually use some concepts across digital advertising on the web or within your native app, or you may want to create something that's specific for your digital signage output. But that's completely up to the the marketer, the designer, to decide. So just speaking specifically on the digital signage side, we, one of the things that Flexitive allows is for the buyers of the devices to be a lot more liberal in the sizes that of screens that and resolutions that they buy for their installations. So whereas previously a lot of installations may have stuck with a 16:9 or a portrait 9x16, this Flexitive allows the company to really just think, maybe I'll have a 4x1 set of screens or 1x4. And this is obviously being done right now, but without a tool like Flexitive, it's just much more complex to build that creative. So a lot of the time you'll see those screens in really expensive installations, and they're the content that's playing on them is rendered video. Mm-hmm. It's expensive to build unless you have a tool that creates that's sort of a templated video type tool, and it's a way that you can build it at scale, but it's still expensive to build that content. So FlixDiv is a way that you can build HTML5 based content that will adapt to any array of screen sizes and widths or heights.
Right. So let's kind of build a scenario here. I'm a network operator. I've just heard of this product. How would I use it? What's it going to cost me? Is it something where I still need creative designers? Are there templates I can use? You know, all those sorts of things.
Yeah, so when you say a network operator...
Let's say I've got a bunch of screens in my restaurant chain, and I want to do drink promotions, dessert promotions, that sort of thing, and I need it to be fairly flexible. And there's some portrait mode screens or some landscape mode screens, and I want to... want to be able to update things fairly rapidly.
Right. So, I mean, one of the things I just wanted to point out that, so we work with a lot of different digital signage players or, you know, content management systems, that kind of thing. So we aren't in the player space when it comes to digital signage. We're purely a design tool that allows you to create content that can be put into, for example, a Samsung SSP, you know, integrated screen, or something like Signage Live. You know, those types of companies in the industry. So I just wanted to put that out there. But the benefit of using FlixDiv as the design tool is that, you know, it's a cloud-based system that allows you to update content from the browser, you know, complex content from the browser that can be built as a component that can then feed into all these different screens centrally. So a lot of the time, you know, as I said before, a lot of implementations are just one screen size, or one resolution, but, you know, FlixDiv is just a centralized message that can adapt to any of your implementations. So you might have, you know, smaller stores, for example, that only have one screen, and then you might have a large store that has four screens. So then, but you may want the same messaging to go in both stores. So you can use the same content and sort of just rotate it on the store that has one screen, and then have it, you know, as a different layout on the four screen store, that kind of thing. So it's and then there's also the ability to add dynamic content. So we can, at the element level, you can have pricing dynamically changing either from a live URL feed, or you can use a CSV to upload to change your pricing, that kind of thing.
So could it query some sort of data cells that are live on the web somewhere for, let's say, central pricing for a menu board for food pricing? It could query that, go off to the cloud, grab that, and update that particular piece of media on the fly?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And so you would, you know, within that data feed, you may have a link to, say it's an image of a drink. Or a beer or something, you would have a link to your highest resolution image asset of that drink, and then that would feed into FlixDiv, and then FlixDiv would resize it automatically across all the different screen resolutions that you have in your network. Okay. and put it in the components that you've identified that product should show in.
Right. So I'm a client. I have some sort of a subscription account with FlixDiv, and then I can go in or have members of my team go in and use the tool set to produce the spots. They're going to come out in a variety of sizes according to your requirements. And what's then the output? Is it a URL? Are the media spots stored on the FlixDiv servers, or do you get like a zip file or something?
So FlixDiv as a product essentially, whether it's for digital signage or for the social or display ads, the export options are either served via a live URL, so it's directly from the cloud, hosted by FlixDiv, or you can download them to an offline zip file. The cloud version has caching, so it's only going to So if the net connection goes down, it will still display. And if there's an update, it'll refresh it. The downloaded zip file version, obviously, is sort of out of Flix's control. So that would be uploaded to any, you know, CMS or player that you want. And then it would be based on the capabilities of that player to deliver it. So those are the two options. And so it's really up to the client which one they choose.
So as long as the digital signage player, the CMS that whatever the customer is using supports HTML5 and fully supports it, I would imagine, supports a modern Chrome browser, whatever it may be, they're good to go using Flexitive?
Yeah, that's correct. So the output of Flexitive, because we have ad agencies in the display advertising industry as a major part of our business, we have to support every single browser and version that exists. So that's it's a pretty complex task for especially if you're building creative on your own, because your clients have to do all the QA testing of that individual piece across all these different devices. But Flexitive at the platform level will always work and look great across every single browser, operating system, and device.
There's a bunch of costs involved in putting this podcast together, so I'm very grateful for the support this podcast will get from our new and sole sponsor, ScreenFeed. Here's founder and CEO, Jeremy Gavin.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. As content people, we love great content, and we think Dave's doing a great job with this 69 podcast, which is why we've offered to sponsor it. If you'd like to see the content that we create on a daily basis, head over to screenfeed.com and check it out. Let us know if we can help you in any project you're working on. And do me a favor, if you don't find what you're looking for, shoot me an email at jeremy@screenfeed.com. I'm always interested in new ways we can help. Now back to the podcast.
In terms of the creative that you can do, are there limitations and pretty well-defined limitations on what an HTML5 generated spot can look like? Like, is it always going to be like a fairly rudimentary animation, or can it be as exotic as you want to make it?
The last thing you said. So yeah, no, for sure. It really just it depends on how much time you want to put into it. Obviously, the basic designs are super fast to build in Flexitive, and we have templates that make it even faster. But there's always starting with a blank canvas, or you can even evolve an existing template. So choose a template and then move things around. So it sort of allows you to really accelerate, to still have something custom, but take the groundwork away. So and over time, where we're going is more and more interactivity and more advanced interactive templates. So essentially a far more interactive web generally, where rather than right now it's very passive and you sort of a page loads and you watch an animation and you absorb that content. There might be text and images on a page. In the long term, we see much more interactivity and allowing the user to go wherever they want and be far more engaged with whatever they're doing. And you do see some of that right now, whether it's on the web or in some digital sign, touchscreen digital signage in store, that kind of thing. But often that has been really, really expensive to build, and it's not being changed frequently. But the Flexitive solution allows you to build it at scale, at low cost, and have more frequent changes, more variations, that kind of thing.
Right. So if you want a skyscraper, or let's say a portrait-shaped ad for a drinks promotion in a restaurant, you've got templates that would have drink slide in from the left, call to action, slide up from the bottom, or dissolve in, all those sorts of things to allow somebody to very rapidly develop some sort of a spot.
Right. And like I said, as over time, we're right now in the next sort of 6 months, we're building out much more interactive capabilities. So, not just swipe, but sort of, you'll be able to click on objects and then other objects will fly in, that kind of thing.
Right.
As deep as you want to go. And I mean, the one thing I need to mention about Flexitive as well is that, so we don't we see every creative as cross-device, whether, you know, that it may end up delivering on a non-touch screen or a touch screen. So the user experience is always consistent. So whether that same creative, whether it's on a, if it's on a non-touch screen, it'll still be functional. But if it's on a, with a mouse, for example, but if it loads on a touch screen, you'll be able to interact with your finger or whatever other interactive device that you have.
It supports video?
Yeah, so in two ways. One is the, you know, uploading an MP4 or a video file, and the other is embedding YouTube or other external platforms into a page. And that, on the embedding side of things, is some more advanced functionality around, you know, when you drag and drop it onto the page, you can change the settings. So, for example, whether it auto plays or whether the controls are showing or hiding the start and end point, that kind of thing. That's usually a little bit more complex if you have to do it manually. Mm-hmm. So the, and then on the upload video side of things, you can upload a video, and usually, I mean, you have to be careful if you know how many videos you want to have on a page. So, because, you know, you have to be thinking about the device that you're delivering them to and whether that device can support some of the capabilities. Same with HTML5 too.
Right.
So you always have to consider, especially with digital signage that may have some lower powered devices powering them. That's the main thing that you want to consider. But we try to have a sort of a down level experience so that if it does serve on to some of the low power devices, that it'll still be functional, still look great.
Right. So in theory, if I'm running a network or I'm providing the content for a network and I'm going to be producing a lot of messaging over the course of a month or course of a quarter, Flexitiv is the kind of tool I could use to crank out a lot of stuff pretty quickly and at a very reasonable cost, correct?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, one of the, if I sort of use the digital media or the advertising agency industry as an example, some of the ways that they're currently building creative is sometimes they're planning well in advance. So they'll spend a lot of time and a lot of money building a campaign that's going to run for, you know, 6 months. It's kind of the, you know, this is the way that things have been done in the past, and the reason for that was just the complexity and cost and executing these campaigns. But the thing that we're trying to unlock is being more nimble, have a solution for the requirements of today, which is, you know, a social media world, for example, where you have to react quickly to current events or how your business is evolving. You can't just use a creative that was built, you know, 4 months ago kind of thing. Or we're trying to allow that the model that we're positioning to agencies, for example, and brands, is to help them work better together. So in the past, some agencies may be, you know, sort of be creating all of the work for a brand, and a brand doesn't even sometimes have access to some of the, you know, the raw assets, that kind of thing. But the model we're trying to position for the future is that the agency builds, focuses on the main campaign components, so in the branding. So, for example, they would build the logo and the, you know, for the brand and the maybe the campaign concept, that kind of thing. But they would put those assets into Flexitiv and make the baseline creative for the brand, and then the brand marketing team would have access to that creative and be able to adapt it for a social media campaign or whatever purpose that they want.
And how do the commercials work? Like, what do you, if I want to subscribe to Flexitiv, what's it going to cost me?
So we have a teams and enterprise plan, or individuals plan, but I'll focus on the teams enterprise because that's usually what's used in the, you know, the digital signage space. So it starts at $59 a month per user, and that user is an editor, so a creator. So essentially a designer or a developer. So we also have free accounts within Flexitive that can be used for scheduling sort of a playlist or timing of different creative or approvals, reviewing, that kind of thing. So it's a combination of free accounts and paid accounts for the designers.
So if I'm the designer, I can go in and I can use this tool set and knock out, are there caps on the number of HTML based spots that I can do in a year, a month, a week, or whatever?
So we have for that, for the Teams account, there's also a price per export. So it starts at $1, and based on volume, it would decrease. So if you're building, say, 1,000 pages per month, there's a large discount on that price. So, and the pages that you could create, they have a 60-day window. So you'd be able to, if you create them, they can last for 60 days. And if you then change it after those 60 days, then you'd be charged again. But if you're creating that page and exporting it offline, then, you know, that's yours forever. It's your creative.
Okay, so I could, in theory, do, if it's $69 a month, I could knock out 30 ad banners in a month, and I'm still going to be under $100.
Right, and also we have, so the first 50 you create is free, part of the account, so it's only for the exports above 50. And the reason for that is that this is a cloud-based tool, and we have, you know, the server infrastructure, and every export you're doing is actually resizing all of the images. It's doing a lot of work on the back end, so there's a sort of a marginal cost for the high volume users. Mm-hmm.
So when I first met you almost 3 years ago at a trade show in Toronto where you're based, I remember walking up and looking at this and asking you, well, have you thought about digital signage as a market? And you said, yes. And I thought, given that content costs are such a challenge in a business where things can change quite frequently and so on, and nobody wants to spend a lot on creative, that this would be a tool that would really take off. But I've had the same thoughts about other tools that didn't take off. So I know that you've been nibbling around and working with some signage companies in the past 2-3 years. Is it a big part of your business, or is it something that continues to be a little challenging to crack?
Yeah, so I remember when I met you, and when you say, you know, that I had thought about digital signage, it was, you know, probably thinking about digital signage at the time. So it was really the conversations with you and some introductions that made us realize the opportunity and how excited the people that we talked to in the industry were about the solution and the opportunity. But I think the one thing we have been focusing on mainly is the online advertising side in the last few years since. We've still been working with digital signage companies for sure, quite a few, from, like I said, players or CMSs as partners, or device manufacturers like, you know, Samsung, Philips, a lot of different device manufacturers, especially around their onboard devices and testing. So we've had, you know, a lot of devices sent to us for testing to make sure that things look great. But the you know, the big opportunity, the lot of the demand is mainly from the, you know, the agency side, the publisher side, and that was because, you know, Flash, as I said at the start of the conversation, Flash as a technology took a big dive last year, especially, and HTML5 was its replacement. So, you know, a lot of clients came to us for that solution. But ultimately, we are a platform that is output agnostic. So we're really focusing on the ability to build one, so a single concept that can easily be adapted to any screen. And we see digital signage as just another screen. It could be a tablet in store that's interactive, that's the same tablet that someone might use at home, or, you know, maybe in a more advanced version. But generally, they're all the same types of devices. They're just in a different location. So, and they may require a slightly different creative to be built for that that output, that there's so much that can be reused often in a creative concept or some kind of communication, that we're trying to leverage the overlap and so that people can scale and build efficiently.
So you're not overwhelmed by digital signage business?
I think mainly it's been our focus. So we have been focusing more on the online mm-hmm. Publishing advertising side. Sure. But I think the other piece of it is that the high end digital signage side, a lot of the major brands that have they've been building a lot of custom work. It's been new to them too. Mm-hmm. So I think there's been sort of that initial implementation has been very expensive, and I think that and also the devices that have been used, some of them are sort of lower powered than some of the consumer devices,
right,
and their capabilities. So a lot of the time they're just playing video files on their own, or just static images most of the time, and then very rarely you see sort of interactive experiences that have been built, and they've been very expensive. So, you know, I think the time is coming for the digital signage industry to sort of move to more, I mean, I think the higher end device implementations and integrations and also scaling out their creative, so it's been refreshed more often, it's more dynamic, that kind of thing. And that's where Flexitive will provide a lot of value.
Yeah, so as these so-called smart displays, the system-on-chip displays, they're now at a generation of hardware where they can really truly support what you guys can do and be these digital posters that could just run like a top off of HTML5 based ads, as opposed to rendering video and going down that path.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, the devices are out there now, and you know, for new implementations, I think the time is now. It's ready to roll. It's more, yeah, I was more referring to sort of the last couple of years on sort of the challenges around, you know, the technology was beyond what the devices, our technology as far as creative was beyond what the devices, I think, in current integrations had been that would support.
You're politely saying the early versions were slugs.
I'm very polite. I try.
Paul, great once again to speak with you.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate the chat.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net every day. 16.9 the blog and now the podcast are both properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.